Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourselves, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B Show.
Hell yeah. Some of the stories of the week that don't seem real, but we vet the process very sternly and make sure that these are coming from real, reputable news sources. And we had to, because when Ryan Adams first hopped on as the executive producer of the Johnny B Show,
so long ago,
he loved to send me stories from fake news sites.
Not quite The Onion.
Not CNN.
You were ahead of your time.
Yeah.
I was.
He'd be like, man, I can't believe this happened. And Isaiah was doing it too. Okay, oh man, look at this. You believe this? Golf course on the moon? That's crazy. I'm like, there's a bunny rabbit with headphones in the logo. Real news source, New York Post. Is that real?
I think so.
Some people would say it isn't.
I don't see a blue.
Like the White House. Yeah. This is a real story. I checked a couple other sites. Another tattooed up teacher sleeping with her students nearly a half dozen times. Valerie Michelle Volvo, real name, 34 years old, was arrested Wednesday in Hernando County, local county.
Yes. It's always Florida.
Bang them kids.
We don't condone that here on the Johnny B Show.
Sure we do.
We're not against it either.
When I say kids, I mean 17-year-old. Come on. Right?
I do believe that's still a minor, sir.
Whatever. Minor infraction, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? She is arrested for unlawful sexual activity with a minor. Shut up. And also contributing to the delinquency of a minor after she admitted having sex with a 17-year-old inside her home, according to the police. The way she did, though, is pretty dope. Like, if you're going to do the crime, let's go all out, right?
Of course.
Contributing to the delinquency of a minor? Contributing
now,
to that.
What does that
being awesome?
Contributing to that D. With her. Okay. yeah. I like to dump myself once a week. The way she did it, the way she was contributing, besides with her sexual parts, was with alcohol and marijuana.
It's a lot of no-nos in this story.
And the kids say that she did it to set the mood. Well, you guys, but works for me. Yeah. Hey, kid. Hey, fat 17-year-old Johnny B.
She set the mood for a 17-year-old boy.
Yeah. That's what he needed.
That shouldn't take much.
Yeah. Light a candle. Nope.
Their penises are always hard.
Yeah.
Like, you don't. There's nothing you need to do. Like, hey, I'm Michelle Volvo. I have a. Oh, look at your penis. Look at that.
There it is. Nice. It's out.
It's there. You're not wearing pants. The mood is set. No. She wouldn't have to talk me into it. Hey, 17-year-old Johnny B from 1989.
Carry the one.
It's 89. I was 17 and 89. Yeah,
I was four.
That's cool. I look good, though, right? Jerks. Yeah. 17-year-old Johnny B in 1989. No need for weed. No need for alcohol. No need for a girl. Apparently. Hernando County Sheriff's Office told WFLA they began investigating Volvo after receiving a tip about a high school teacher sleeping with a male student. I like that. We could have saved the paragraph there. We get it. You get an anonymous tip that there's a teacher banging kids. An investigation happens. When deputies interviewed the boy, he admitted having sex with her at her home in Spring Hill at least three times.
While doling out high fives to everyone in the room.
I like, for writing's sake, they use the term boy. Yeah. You know what I mean? To make him sound like, you know, again, I went over to Michigan Volvo. Yeah, your ice kids me streets. And she touched my binky. And she touched my binky.
The story was fun before.
He was 17. He is 17. She didn't kill him afterwards.
Months old.
That's the perfect crime. She's like, here's some weed and some pot, and then I'll bang you and slit your throat. No, he's not old enough to consent to a relationship like that, said Denise Maloney, one of the Hernando County Sheriff's Office spokespeople. Both Valvo and the teen confessed to smoking marijuana together and drinking alcohol while inside her home, also known as the greatest day in a 17-year-old's life. according to the spokesperson for the local school system, the art teacher... Of course, she's an art teacher. She has been employed for the past 3 years. She has since been suspended with pay.
What?
Hold on.
Really?
What? Hold on. Hold
good
on.
For her.
Hold
that's
on.
Some serious punishment.
Hold on. That's how that's how you know she's not ugly.
Go on vacation now.
They're still banging,
and
I
we're going to pay you.
I'm looking at the mugshot, and nobody looks good in a mugshot, and she don't look great in a mugshot. But you could tell she cleans up real fast, real well.
Yeah.
And she has weed and booze. And she's still getting paid after banging kids. I love America. Well, Valvo's mugshot, which was posted to Facebook by the police, shows her sporting a colorful chest tattoo. As I love how they're trying to demonize this lady.
Yeah.
She has a chest tattoo. Whoa, what a filthy whore. One person on Facebook commented... The sad part is that this woman is well-liked by many students.
Especially one.
Yeah. That's one sad? She's worked hard to be liked by these students. Weed's not cheap. Another one said, I have to wonder what goes through the mind of an individual like this. I don't know. Hey, I want that kid's penis. There have been so many cases such as this all over the country. Each time the teacher is caught... And they lose their job, their family, their dignity, and their freedom. Why does each one that comes after the countless before them make them think that they will end up any different? This person writing this does not get laid ever. Yeah, there's another teacher this week in the news. Deborah LaFave hot.
Yeah.
The blonde?
The smile and the mugshot.
Oh, my God. I would pose as a kid. I would go 21 Jump Street.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Please rate me.
That's her mugshot.
Teacher.
That's her. Oh.
That's her mugshot.
Why is she so happy?
Yeah. Her mugshot's a glamour shot.
She just got a promotion.
Yeah. Oh. Mm. Another feel-good story for you folks. That's what we do here in the Johnny B Show. Bullfighter lost a fight. It's my favorite.
It's just never a good idea.
I always root for the bull.
Yeah.
Maybe as a kid, I was one of the only people that rooted for the coyote. Hated Roadrunner.
He was pretty smug.
Hate him.
Yeah.
Hate him. I remember when I was a kid, they advertised all week long that there was going to be a Looney Tunes primetime event where the coyote finally caught the Roadrunner.
Lies.
Must see TV. I was like 10 years old. I was flipping out. Waited till Friday night. He caught him. But when he caught him, Roadrunner had turned into a 500-foot-tall Roadrunner. So he was hugging his big, giant, dumb Roadrunner foot. Screw you, Looney Tunes!
So he didn't eat him?
No! Nah. The big-ass Roadrunner kicked him off a cliff and threw a goddamn anvil on his head. This Mexican bullfighter discovered the hazards of his trade in the most horrific way. As we know, he already lost. Antonio Romero suffered severe injuries. It's the way he lost that makes me super-duper happy. The bull plunged his horn into... his rectum.
Hmm.
Yeah. It happened in Mexico City's Plaza Mexico on Sunday, and it was broadcasted on Univision Sports. Dr. Rafael Vasquez Bayard told the outlet that the goring damaged Romero's anus and his rectum. Why are we laughing?
I thought they were the same.
I don't know. Yeah.
I really did.
I don't know. Go down to Ebor tonight. People will explain it to you. He required an operation that included controlling the bleeding, the doctor said. Romero, that's another thing they didn't have to mention. He got a bullhorn jammed in his butt.
Mm-hmm. He was bleeding?
So part of the operation was to control bleeding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the deeper the horn goes in, the wider.
I guess.
Yeah.
This bull, merely 1,160 pounds, named Corporal, or Caporal, penetrated nearly a foot inside the cavity.
Oh.
Somebody just got happy.
Can we dump that? It's medical. It's medical. Okay.
Inside the cavity.
Well, no, he had a cavity in his tooth.
This is journalism right here.
The New York Daily News noted Romero had the bull seemingly under control.
In quotations.
I'm controlling him with my butt. Everything is okay. Everything is okay. There is some bleeding. There is some bleeding. Don't worry. It's merely a foot inside my cavity.
I mean... where do you draw the line?
Yeah, I am pressing my weight on his head with my butt. It's a very unorthodox style. It's old school. The New York Daily News noted Romero had the bull seemingly under control, but fell to the ground as the bull made contact while he was dangling his red cane. I hate bullfighters.
I don't understand it at all.
It's one of the douchiest sports. I don't know why they call it a sport, but they're out there with a little cape and their dumb hat, and they're just picking on a giant, fat animal.
Anything having to do with it, like the running of the bull that they do, I just don't understand the purpose of those kind of things. They never end well.
People watch the videos from the running of the bulls for the same way they watch NASCAR videos.
This is true.
For carnage. I don't want to watch NASCAR unless there's a 15 car flipping end over end.
I want a car to go a foot into someone's cavity. That's what I want to happen.
There will be bleeding. Bleeding will happen. I hope everybody's eating dinner. Welcome to the show if you just tuned in. Finally, on the What the Hell News, during a drunken rage, a woman got a little crazy. Let's bring it down a note. Let's make it a little somber, shall we? This woman was charged with committing animal cruelty in the worst way. No, it was not a bull. It was not a Mexican matador.
Didn't involve a cavity.
She stomped a young kitten to death in her own front yard. 35-year-old Eleanor was reportedly drunk when she killed this baby cat.
Stand your ground.
Ha 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 ha!